to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Woo! Bald eagles flying.
They're everywhere this morning. He was flying around the track like a bald eagle.
He was flying around the track like a bald eagle. It was the best day of his life. He felt like the best race car driver ever.
Until he wasn't.
He zigged when he should have zagged. Oh, man, if you guys haven't seen that, we're going to play that back later on the show. Cletus McFarland, NASCAR's newest hit sensation?
Yeah, I would venture to say so, yes.
I think he was like kind of a one-off, though, because that was Daytona 500, yeah. and he lives in Florida, so I don't know.
He was kind of like a special guest appearance at Daytona.
He's such a special guest.
He's wild.
So anyway, we'll play that audio later on the show. It's this guy in NASCAR who's the real-life Ricky Bobby, and he just needs to be everywhere in everybody's life.
Yeah.
Motivating people.
I followed him not only on his Cletus McFarland page, which is phenomenal on Instagram. I also followed his other personal page by his real name, which is like Garrett something.
Yeah.
I have zero interest in cars or racing.
But all of a sudden.
But he is hilarious.
You know those guys like Gary Vee, which... I like Gary Vee. He's very motivational. But also, after hearing him talk for like 15 seconds, I'm like, ugh.
And I'm done.
Stop it with the, here's what you need to do to four times your money. And then you're going to invest in this. And then you're going to, tax deduct this. And I'm like, shut up, dude. You're exhausting to listen to. Cletus McFarland, he can motivate me any
day. He's the opposite. He's like, I need to watch every single reel where you've ever opened your mouth.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, yesterday was exciting for me. Went to the chiropractor for the first time.
Yeah, how you feeling?
Not much better.
That's not
just
good.
Because they didn't do anything really.
They didn't do any adjustments yesterday?
No adjustments, no realignments. The guy did say that I don't need surgery on my neck.
Well, that's good.
Which, that was comforting. I'll be honest with you.
Feels like a win.
My body is normally pretty good. So I went in there with like, what is wrong with me? Like doom and gloom.
You were really struggling yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hurt a lot. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I hurt a lot. So he didn't do any adjustments yesterday because they had to do the x-rays and everybody was delightful up in there. And then today, he's going to analyze the x-rays and figure out exactly where he's going to twist my neck up into 15 different places into a pretzel.
I would assume he probably is going to do some form of like a traction pull, which is going to change your life.
I'm down for a traction pull.
Yeah. It's
so nice.
I
don't
know
what that means.
It's my favorite adjustment on my neck.
Okay.
So basically they pull from the top.
Yeah.
And they pull straight out. And
they just relieve all that pressure.
Oh, it's so nice.
Oh, I'm waiting for the attraction pull.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like a...
the attraction pull?
What is it called?
It's like a attraction pull.
I got you. I got you. The way you said it sounded like a traction pull.
I understand that.
I'm going to be like, I'm shooting skeets. I'm going to be like, pull!
He's going to be like, doof, 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 doof.
Pull again! Andale! So I'm looking forward to that.
I'm really excited.
That's what
for
I got
you.
Lined up on a Wednesday. What do you guys got going on?
I'm taking my mom to get her lips done. Sorry, Mom.
Whoa.
My mom's got to get lip filler today.
Gotta yet?
Yeah, she's got thin lips and she doesn't like them. So she gets a little bit of filler to just like give them a little bit of.
Hey, boop. I'm a big advocate of like, do you, boo.
Yeah.
Do whatever makes you feel happy.
Now, they aren't wild. It's not like she's walking around like some people are like, you see their lips before you see them around the corner.
Yeah.
It's just enough. It's called a lip flip. So basically it takes like your Cupid's bow and it just like gives it just a little bit to just kind of come up a little bit.
Look at that. Traction pulls and lip flips.
Yeah.
I don't know how I follow any of that.
New
but
words.
You did.
New words today.
I might
today.
Go to the grocery store and make some chicken salad.
Dang, take it easy, Abe. Chicken salad. You're crazy.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
I love a little sibling rivalry.
Same. It's the best.
So these two sisters are always in competition. And let's just say that one of them is going to lose that competition in Nico Breaks the News.
Ooh, I can't wait. I'm excited.
All right, let's call Carrie.
Hello.
Hi, is this Carrie?
This is Carrie. Who's this?
Hi, Carrie. This is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have some news from your sister Hannah for you.
Hannah? Like what? why would Hannah be sending, like, why wouldn't Hannah just call me?
Well, she wanted me to break the bad news, Carrie. Are you putting two and two together now?
Wait a second. I mean, is she okay?
She wanted me to tell you that you need to go back to culinary school because your lasagna was terrible last night.
Wait, what?
She said what? It had a real charred flavor because it was burnt.
Okay, like,
that's okay. Not a good quality to have in lasagna.
So, I left it in the oven for like a little bit longer. But I mean, it was still
charred.
Edible. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Charred flavor.
No, it was not char flavored. She's just being overdramatic.
According to your sister Hannah, she reached out to us. My name's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Yeah, I know you're Nico from Nico Breaks the News. Thank you.
She also went on to say you need to clean your apartment before having guests over.
Stop it. No, she didn't. My apartment was clean. I tidied up.
Did you clean up or did you tidy up? There's a difference. There's a difference, Carrie.
It was presentable.
Hey, it's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel 107.9.
I think if you have to defend that it's presentable, it probably wasn't presentable.
It was presentable. You were not there. Look, Nico and Cheyenne, you want to come over? I will show you how presentable my apartment is.
I mean, I'll come over to see your apartment, but I probably won't eat your lasagna.
Hey, Carrie, as a rule of thumb.
That's your thought. Here's a good lasagna.
As a rule of thumb, after you are done cooking a meal for people that you have over, put the dishes away. clean up. Do not leave a sink full of dishes, okay? That's all I have to say. That's my peace out.
Leave all the dishes in the sink. What am I supposed to do? Clean while like they're still there? Like that seems a little rude.
No, clean before they get there. What aren't you getting about this?
There were no dishes in the sink. I had the dishes already done. What? She's lying to you guys. She's being super overdramatic.
Carrie, do you have a message live on the radio to your sister Hannah right now?
Yeah, Hannah, stop being overdramatic or I'll start calling you out on the radio. You can't. My goodness. You don't think she's got skeletons in her closet?
Feel free. You can unload on your sister.
I don't think she wants her new boyfriend to know how untidy she can be at home.
Ooh, go off.
Nico Breaks the News. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Cheyenne, why do you shop so much? When they say women be shopping, they meant groceries and Cheyenne.
Well, I do, like, I go to the grocery store a lot, which is wild.
Do you just
think
do
about
it to, like, go to, like, just to have an activity?
No, I hang out at the grocery store to have an activity. Like, that's why
you
I peruse.
You are a peruser.
I love to peruse, but I go to the grocery store frequently because we buy a lot of produce. And so I'd like to buy produce as like we're eating it throughout the week so it doesn't go bad in my fridge.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't like the non-perishables and stuff I try to buy like once a week. And then everything else will be like, oh, I'm making stir fry. So I go to the store and I get the vegetables and fresh stuff that I need for stir fry that night.
My wife, Brooklyn Dana, loves nothing more in the world than to open up the refrigerator and have it be stuffed.
Oh, really?
Like things just falling out of it because there's so much abundance of vegetables and food.
That would stress me out.
Oh, no.
No,
we always go for
minimal.
The big hauls. I told you guys, we go like once for every 2 months.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
And then we'll
kind
of sprinkle in a couple visits here and there for the perishables.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely don't do that. That would stress me out. My fridge and my pantry are like, what do you need right now? And only a little bit of non-perishables. Now, that's not to say I don't have a stockpile in case doomsday happens, because I do.
Yeah.
You know, I have an emergency reserve supply of non-perishables. But for the most part, I go to the grocery store like 3-4 times a week.
Abe, producer AB Baby, where are you at on this subject of conversation?
I like a big trip if I can, but I'm also in the same boat with vegetables. Like I'm there at least twice a week just for those. But at least they're quick trips. Like I'm literally in and out with just veggies.
Twice a week.
At least, yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, I like the grocery store. I don't mind it, so.
I don't mind it either, but I have a feeling that Cheyenne just goes to the grocery store so she can see her manager crush and watch him in action. If you didn't hear about this guy, apparently he is built like a tank. he will jump over the cashier's aisle to tackle someone, and Cheyenne loves that.
It was a sight to see, and I do. I don't frequent that store very often. Number one, it's Safeway, and Safeway is significantly more expensive. But also, number two, it's in a not-so-safe part of town, so I don't go very frequently.
How ironic. Safeway.
In an
unsafe place. There are three of us in our family, and you would think there's a million people in my family, the way we shop.
The way that the fridge is packed out.
My son also has a bad habit of, like, just grabbing things, and we won't realize it till it's like, beep. Wait, what was that? What? We didn't put that in the car. My son will be like,
oh, put it in the grocery cart.
It's mine, Daddy, and you're paying for it.
I'll be like, no, take that out. No.
Ryan and Mesa, how do you guys do grocery shopping?
We don't grocery shop, man. We grocery haul. Like, I literally need a dump truck when I have to go to the grocery store and load up for my family.
How many kids you got?
Man, we're going on six now.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
And I'm trying to put one more in the oven. So it's like,
bro, you know that there's inflation, right?
That's no reason to stop having kids. Come on, Ryan.
It's a really good reason to stop having kids. So you guys shop in big, massive bulks is what you're saying.
Man, yeah, like a ton. So when people have like these little $500, $600 bills, I laugh at it. It's hilarious to me because, you know, I'm coming up on a grand every time we go grocery shopping. Good and Lord. That's going to last for like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, my God.
I need to know what you do for work.
I always had envy of like the double carters.
Uh-huh.
Like if you have two carts on one trip, I'm like, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
You are impressive, my friend.
It's crazy because we do have two big full carts, and then we have our oldest one carrying two baskets, like, in his hands, like, here, put this in there, too. Like,
grocery shopping is a family affair.
Yo, in the checkout line, he's every checker's worst nightmare.
Yeah, they see you coming, and they're like, light off, close.
Oh, no.
No, listen, I tip. Every time I go there, I tip.
Oh, like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, who are you?
He's like, I know I'm a nuisance. I'm aware.
Yeah, I know. I'm that guy now.
That's
like,
amazing.
When I was smaller, I would see other people, and I'm like, yo, I can't be that way. And now that I'm growing up and I'm that way, here's at least a 20, bro. Here you go.
There you go.
I love that.
We're going to play a little game this morning. Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
One audio clip is real. The other is from a movie.
Okay.
Nah, I mean, you know the movie. We all know Talladega Nights.
Shake and Bake.
We all know Will Ferrell. You ain't first, you're last.
Absolutely.
But Ricky, if you win every time, how am I supposed to win? Well, you're not going to win. I'm going to win.
Arguably one of the best comedic movies of all time.
So here it is from Talladega Nights.
Well, Dick, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I f***ing excellence, and nobody can hang with my stuff. You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last. You know what I'm talking about? That phrase, trademark, not to use it outside the tradition of Ricky Bobby Ng.
I love that movie. Oh, man.
So that was from the movie Talladega Nights, and this was from the Daytona 500 this weekend.
Well, I was having the best day of my life, ripping around Daytona like a bald eagle. It's flat out, you know, avoided a wreck, which was awesome. I thought I was the best driver to ever exist in that moment. And it's probably because my sleeves were cut off that I was able to pull off that maneuver, come down pit road. Then someone slammed into my rear left quarter, spun me out, lived through that. Got some fresh tires, went back out of there. I'm hot dogging into one and two, and the car lost it in front of me. I saw it, didn't have enough brakes to get slowed down before it, and tried to go around it, misread it, zigged instead of zagged when I should have zagged, and I zigged. And bam! Blew the front end right off my hot rod.
I hate that for you. Bam. Threw the front end right off my hot rod.
Oh, my God. I saw that so many times after it happened. It felt so good to see that.
I don't not watch this interview if it comes up on my timeline. So that is the voice of you might know him as Cletus McFarlane, but his name is Garrett Mitchell.
Yeah.
And he's a...
He's like, a big YouTube star. In the car community, he has his own racetrack in Florida. Like, he revitalized this old rundown track, and he was like, I want my own racetrack, and I'm going to invite all my friends over, and we're going to race around in circles.
And that's what they do. And that's what he does. That's what they do. And he is, I mean, he's the real-life Ricky Bobby.
He is so good.
Yeah.
And you said, Cheyenne, that not only was a star born at that moment, but your new best friend was born.
I feel like him and I would be really great friends. Like, I feel like all of us collectively in this room would be great friends with Cletus McFarlane.
Yeah. So, Cletus McFarlane, if you have a second, we'd love to jump on the air with you and just talk about them bald eagles and them cut-off sleeves. And
we might actually have an opportunity to get an in with him.
Oh, there we go.
Because he has a collaboration with Chase Matthew. You know him. We play him on air.
Okay.
He sings Darlin' and a couple of other songs, but they have a partnership, and Chase is going to be here in March for the Out of the Park Music Fest.
No kidding.
So I'm thinking...
We got to zig when we should have zagged.
Or we need to zag when we need to zig. I don't know.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
I'm about to tell you something that might be kind of hard to believe.
Okay.
I've lived here since December 2019, and I have never been to Sedona.
I've never
been to Sedona.
That's crazy.
I know, but I will tell you, Sedona's beautiful, man. That's what I've heard. I really want to go in the wintertime because, like, snow, and I've seen pictures. It looks really pretty. But I just saw on a list that Sedona is number 5 of the top most welcoming cities in America.
And America.
That made me go, I really should probably go.
Wait a second. Mm-hmm. You said the top 10 most welcoming places?
Most welcoming, and they're number 5.
I would put Sedona in the top 10, number 5. I would put it in the top 10 most beautiful places in the United States. But welcoming?
You wouldn't say welcoming because you've been there, obviously, Nico.
They used to be very welcoming before it became like such a crazy tourist destination. I think during COVID, everyone decided, I'm going to get my car and drive to Arizona because they don't have restrictions when it comes to masks.
That's true.
A lot of touristy places were still accessible and open. So we had like a crazy amount of visitors. And at that time, Sedona was like overrun with people from all over the world.
I do remember hearing about that.
Yeah.
Obviously, I did not go or experience that.
We took our family up there just after that. And like, people were kind of rude. Like,
I could say,
kind of rude.
You would be rude too. Like, there's just a lot.
Yeah, but you live in a touristy location.
Right,
but
you
can't really get mad at tourists.
Yeah, but if it's right after a surge, I could see how you would be tired of it and therefore less welcoming. But now...
Yeah.
Like, if they're still crabby up there,
I haven't been in a year. Like, we usually go every year, annually. We do a Sedona, Flagstaff. We kind of do the whole area.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, man. Last time I was there, there was a woman walking her dog down the sidewalk. And the sidewalks are packed. Like, if you're down, I don't know what that strip's called. Like, downtown Sedona.
We'll call it the main strip.
The main street, main strip, whatever it is. She was walking her dog during, like, in the most congested of all touristy areas, and she was yelling at people not to touch her dog, and she was acting so weird.
That's what you call, like, read a room?
Yeah.
Maybe don't take your dog on a busy street.
So, top 5 most welcoming places on the planet or in the United States? I don't know about that. I don't know. I got to throw up my hand and go, yeah, I don't know.
How about this?
Yes.
I will put visiting Sedona on the list of things to do in the next month and a half, and I'll let you know.
Please, report back.
I shall.
Make sure you, if you see any locals, just, you know.
Give them make
sure you present yourself and say, hello, I'm a tourist. Please be kind to me.
What gives away tourists in Sedona? That's
people that walk around. Walking, if you're just walking, like, they're like, yeah, that's clearly a tourist.
Dead giveaway that they're a tourist.
Because we go ATV.
All right, Nico, yesterday we had kind of an unfortunate situation with Minute to Win It where the caller only got to question number two. But we've had 8 questions revealed so far. We've got Luce on the phone. She's ready to play Minute to Win It. Good morning.
Good morning, Luce. Good morning.
All right, Luce, you have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over. Are you ready to play Minute to Win It?
Yes.
10 questions. 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
Question number one. How many fingers does Mickey Mouse have on each hand?
Four.
In which ocean can you find the Bermuda Triangle?
Atlantic.
How many chambers is the heart divided into?
Four.
What is the name of our galaxy?
Milky Way.
A golden anniversary represents how many years of marriage?
50.
What is the elevation of the highest peak in Arizona?
No, I can't. No.
What is the elevation of the highest peak in Arizona? We're looking for the feet measurement.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I remember, like, 2,000-something.
2,000-something? No, you got to give us another answer, Luce. You still have some time.
What is the elevation of the highest peak in Arizona? Throw something out there. That is out of time. That is okay. You got to question number six. You did really well.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? At the end of the day, you're still a winner in my book.
Because you're still going to Disneyland. Hey!
There has been one item of clothing my entire adult life that defined me, Cheyenne. And what would you say from looking at photos of me would be that piece of clothing?
Collared polo. I don't know.
Really?
It gives very Jersey Shore to me. I don't know why. A popped collared polo. I don't know.
Really? No, it's my sneakers, but very close.
Oh, sweet.
Well, there hasn't been a piece of clothing that I've been so concerned with ever, other than like looking cool in my sneakers, having cool sneakers, having the most exclusive sneakers.
You definitely are a sneaker guy, so that makes a lot of sense.
At one point, like, I was pretty ridiculous about it. I was reselling sneakers, and I would always have, it became out of control.
Okay.
And then I got married, and the sneakers kind of took a back seat. So then I was like, every time I go to a country music show, everyone looks at my hat. They're like, whoa, great cowboy hat. Oh, great flannel. Oh, great jeans. But then they look down at my feet and they go,
brother.
Ew. What's that, brother? And it's my sneakers.
It's your Air Maxes.
It's my sneakers. Yeah. They're like, ah, man, you can't wear Yeezys to a Brantley Gilbert concert.
I mean, it makes sense that is the reaction because it is kind of odd.
Yes.
Not that sneakers aren't becoming more acceptable in every walk of life.
I'm just a more practical person. I'm like, I want my little tootsies to be comfy.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's the match of the jeans, the flannel, and the cowboy hat that make it weird.
Kind of threw it off. Yeah, threw it off big time. So finally, I bought myself a pair of boots.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
That's exciting. Where'd you get them at?
I got them at Tecovas.
Ooh, those are good ones. So I don't even have a pair of Tecovas.
Well, they weren't that expensive. They were $300, which is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But for our boots that you're going to wear for the next 10 years, $300 in the grand scheme of things. I've worn sneakers that are more expensive than that.
Yeah.
So not that big of a deal. At the end of the day, I had to find the ones that fit me.
Which ones did you get?
I got the Earls in goat skin, and they're called Scotch is the color.
It's like a lighter brown color.
Yep, and they're roper style boots.
So they're round toed.
Yep, round toed, but they're not pointy toed.
They're just rounded off.
They're rounded off.
Yeah,
Because I feel like the squared off front is not for me.
Why?
I looked at myself in those boots, and I'm like, number one, I am big on not looking like everybody else. I do not buy things because everyone else buys them. I like to customize my stuff, just like my hat that I got at Rancher Hat Bar. Shout out to Rancher Hat Bar. But the rounder toe, I'm like, not. I don't see this that often. So I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, it's definitely not the more popular choice.
But it says Nico.
The round toe's not for me.
Oh, you're a squared off kind of lady?
I like a square boot on both my boots and also the boot of my date.
The boot of your man.
The boot of my man.
The man boot.
The man of the boot of the man. Yeah, I prefer a square toe.
I see what you're saying.
But if this works well for you and you love them, I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, that's what matters.
They don't
it's
have like
staple.
The super like elevated heel, like the
they're
the
very low profile.
The traditional boots have those like almost like high heels, like you're wearing lifts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I don't want to be wearing high heels. That's just strange to me. So sorry, guys, that like the high-heeled ones. You're wearing high heels. And
no,
also, the guys with the square-toed boots, a little bit more of a lift on those.
There is a little bit more of a lift.
A little bit more.
I also prefer a cowboy boot that has that wood heel sound when you walk. I'm not a fan of the rubber heel.
I didn't get the hybrid or the rubber heel. I like a little clickety clack.
Yeah, I like the click.
Like a woman of the night when I'm walking down the street. Like, ooh, who's that coming my way? Oh, it's a guy wearing boots.
It's Nico.
That's what
it's
I
Nico
want.
It's Nico in his boots.
Yeah.
So what we're hearing is you now have a new staple in your wardrobe.
Yeah. Well, it defines me.
I love this
it
for you.
Me.
I'm so excited.
I love it.
I feel like we need to take new PR photos
it's
now.
It's my footwear. Just like Abe, his hat and his shirt and his sneakers and his watch band, they all have to match every single day.
Abe is a staple.
That's his staple.
Yeah.
Cheyenne, what is your staple? What defines you?
Sparkle and glitter.
Sparkle and glitter.
Like, there's only like maybe two shows that we've hosted where I have not had sparkle and glitter in my outfit.
You are very sparkly.
I am very sparkly.
Shine bright like a diamond. Diamond. Just need to get that diamond on your fangs.
Facts.
Sneakers have always been an extension of my personality. People know me for my sneakers, or used to.
Which I love that for you. I think that's great.
Thank you, Cheyenne.
You're welcome.
But now I have graduated Camel Nation to be Boot Boy.
No, that's, we need to workshop that severely.
Boot Baddie.
Nope, not anywhere close.
Boy in boots.
You're getting further away.
I bought myself some Tacovas, some nice cowboy boots. They are Roper style boots. I think they look amazing and I can't wait to rock them. I'm going to never take those off at Country Thunder.
I actually cannot wait to see them on you. But is this your first pair of boots?
Yes.
It is.
I've worn like winter boots.
But cowboy boots.
But cowboy boots, yeah, 100%.
Wow, well, welcome to the club.
Thank you.
I have five pairs.
My wife also has five pairs. I'm also not a girl. Let's take that into factor, okay? Stop bragging about how many pairs of boots you got. You're a girl. Girls have boots.
That's true.
Speaking of girls, we got a couple checking in on the text line as to what their staple piece of clothing is.
Text from the 480. Bell bottoms. I know it sounds like Lainey Wilson's things, but I was wearing them before she made them cool.
Oh, I like that. A little shot at Lainey, too.
I would say a shot. I would say acknowledgement that they know that she's, you know,
and also
the bell bottoms.
These could be guys. Yeah.
I mean, that's true. I did not specify.
What's his name? Kendrick Lamar.
He did wear bell
Super
bottoms.
Bowl.
He did.
He was wearing some hot, some very flared jeans.
Very flared. another text for the 480. Spring dresses and summer dresses have always been my thing. I wear them to everything.
I'll tell you what, man.
Boys
a sundress.
I don't understand.
On a nice spring day
why
and some cowboy boots. I'll tell you what.
Why?
I will tell you what.
From a boy's perspective, tell me why.
I don't know, because at any point it looks like it just blow away.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense.
It just have you standing there.
Text from the 602.
My dress blew away.
Text from the 602. Cut off shirts and shorts to the point where if my friends need me to dress up, they have to tell me. Or else I'm wearing a cutoff shirt and shorts.
I love that
Is
for
this
her.
My dad? I feel like that's coming from my dad. Because that's all he wears also. text from the 623. Chuck Taylors. They are a part of my personality. I even wore them with my tux at my wedding.
Oh, yes. Once you are that person, the Chuck Taylor person, you can't ever give it up.
Once
ever.
You go Chuck, there's no...
Can't not Chuck.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Sure.
Only a few words rhyme with Chuck. We're going to carry on. Camel Nation, thank you so much in welcoming me and my Tacova boots. I'm
Welcome.
Looking forward to it. And like I said, if you see me at Country Thunder and I'm not wearing my boots, ask me where are my boots.
All we have to do, though, the one thing we have to do since this is your first pair of boots is make sure that you have the appropriate jeans to go with the boot.
The skinny leg jeans don't work?
No.
I don't know. Ask Dan Smithers about that. Smyers. Dan Smyers.
We got work to do.
He's got,
we've got work
to
do.
Dan has some things to say about that. His
I'm
jeans are super tight.
Today.
Wait, what about the guys from FGL? They wear super tight jeans too.
Again.
See, I don't know. I don't know, y'all.
We're calling Kimes today. Nope.
Okay. I'm going to ruffle some feathers this morning.
Oh, I love it when we do that.
Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne, there's so many great qualities that you have. You're a
that's really sweet.
Fantastic coworker.
Thank you.
You're a delight to hang out with every day in the studio. You're a great mom.
Oh, thanks. Where's the butt? I feel like there's a butt coming.
But you're a backer inner Parker.
That's accurate. Yes, I am.
Why?
Because I like
why
to be able to just...
Why must you be that person?
Why am I the way that I am?
Why are you the way that you are? Just park your car.
Because I like to just pull straight out and go. I just prefer that.
I understand that, but maneuvering into the parking spot takes far too long for my patience. I can't tell you how many times I'll just be cruising down the aisle looking for a parking spot. Oh, look at this guy. Is he pulling out? No, he's pulling in. Oh, wait, he's going back out again. Oh, no, he's going back in again.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he's trying to straighten out his car. Oh, he could have just pulled in frontwards and we would have been done with this whole situation.
That is worst case scenario.
No, that is an everyday scenario.
You are encountering
for a backer in a parking spotter.
Terrible backer uppers. Now here's the thing though.
Yeah.
If there's nobody coming, that's when I back into a parking spot. I don't take time. Like
so you will front load.
I will do it to the front if there's people behind me.
Yeah.
But if there's nobody there, I'm going to back in because either way, I got to back up at some point, right?
Yes.
So I do it on the front side of parking rather than the back side of parking.
Okay. Yeah. No.
You know?
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand it.
But if I see somebody coming,
but
I'm not going to back
in. But I feel like if it's a busy parking lot.
Oh, I don't do that.
And there's cars around for any way, shape, or form, like a grocery store or a shopping mall or whatever. You just park. Just park it, dude.
Or I'll try to find a parking spot where I can just pull straight through.
Yes.
And then that way, unless...
That is super dangerous, though.
Unless the parking is diagonal, because then you're supposed to go in a certain way.
Yes.
I don't pull in or back up into those ones, because I respect the rules of the parking lot.
Yeah, that would be kind of impossible to pull out.
People do it, though. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
And then their pull-out game sucks.
You got to have a good pull... I just don't like backer inner parkers that are being selfish.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a selfish person by nature, so.
Thank you for being reasonable.
You're welcome.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the story is, if you're in a congested parking lot, you don't back it in.
Yeah.
Just park forward, please.
Just get out of the way.
You make everybody's life a lot better. I hate it. I see him go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. I'm like, bruh.
Well, that's a whole other thing. Because if you're just a terrible backer-upper,
yeah,
you should not even attempt it. No. Yeah, just get out
of
here.
Okay, so actually, Cheyenne is the one that was very annoyed by this, and she wanted to bring it up on the air. And she also wanted me to point out the fact that if you're a bad parker and a backer and a parker, don't do it. Cheyenne, not me.
You're giving us a bad name.
Cheyenne. Did you ever think that you were going to compete with your mother when it comes to men, Cheyenne?
No, I didn't. Like, what do you think?
You guys have found yourself in a nice little pickle.
It's quite the conundrum.
Apparently, they're making like the age requirements or your age range that you're searching for men. You guys have made them wide enough so that you're kind of dipping into each other's pool?
We're dipping toes into the same pool. Now, there's a lot of things that, like, you think about
this
in life.
This is dating, folks, if you haven't figured it out yet.
When you look at, like, things that you could do with your parent and then vice versa with your child, dating the same group of men is not in that realm of things you thought you would do together.
Yeah, probably shouldn't be.
But we are. We are knuckles deep in it at this point. To be honest, it's weird because I haven't been on a dating app since February last year.
Yeah.
Like, I totally cut them out in 2024. Best decision I made last year by far. So I haven't even been in the realm. But my mom, who is active on the dating sites, which, by the way, if you match with my mom, you better treat her like the queen that she is, or I will know about it, and I swear to you, I will make it content. Anyway, some of y'all are treading on thin ice today. Okay. Anyway, my mom had matched with this gentleman. I've seen him. He's a good-looking man.
Yeah.
And she was talking to me about him the other day. She goes, yeah, so, but I don't really know if it's going to be anything or like anything will come of it because I kind of want to set him up with you. Is that weird? And I said, yes, that is odd. Now, he is like borderline on my, like the line of too old for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't like, I like younger guys, but.
Well, let's explain. How old is he?
He's 55.
55 years old, and you are how old?
I am 33.
33.
Yes.
Okay, so.
He wouldn't be the first 55-year-old that I've dated.
A 22-year age gap.
Yeah.
Is wild.
I don't think so.
I think so. He's in a very different place in life.
Which I understand.
But you're accepting of it. So, yeah. You know what? It comes down to your happiness at the end of the day.
Exactly. So, I guess he's like...
And it also comes down to how willing you are to change diapers in the next 5 years.
That's also a very good point. Also, a very bold statement for somebody who's only 55. But it's just an interesting...
It was a joke. It was a joke. Okay, take it easy.
It's an interesting place to be in because you look at your parent and at no point in time do you ever think, I'm going to be dating the same time you're dating. Like, that's just not a normal thing that you think.
I have the perfect plan.
Lay it on me.
Your mom pre-screens the guys that you date. She goes out with them first. She flirts with them.
No, I already hate it.
And then you guys together plan on shifting the guy in your direction.
No.
Sharing men with your parents sounds very strange.
Very weird. I don't.
Scratch that. Scratch that.
I don't like it. Like, no part of this is exciting for me. It grosses me out.
How old is your mom?
My mom is, she either turns 55 or 56 this year.
Oh, my goodness.
One or the other.
Okay.
Yeah. Ugh. So.
You guys are in a sticky situation.
It's wild.
You got to use different dating apps or something.
I just need to put a picture of both of us. And the caption says, if you've matched with this brunette, don't match with me.
Somebody's going to swipe right because they're going to be like, ooh, two for one.
Exactly. This is how all great movies start. Lies! No, it's not.
Cheyenne, you and your mother being in the same dating pool, which basically you guys are.
Yeah, it's weird.
The same type of guy keeps popping up as a suggestion for both of you to date.
I mean, yes, no, because I'm not on the app, but what she's dating is what I would date.
All right, well, apparently you are not alone in the strangeness of online dating.
In fact, from what I'm seeing from Camel Nation... My situation's not that bad.
Yeah.
So text
from you guys are all right.
Yeah. Text from the 480. Maybe trust the process. My husband met my mom first, and then she saw the connection that I could have had with him, so she set us up. He's now my husband. We've been married for years.
See? It's totally legit.
Hold on. Text from the 602. That's not weird at all. My mom and I are both dating. My app keeps trying to get me to match with my mom. So I'm assuming the person texting is a boy who's also on the app.
Yeah.
And that's weird.
The app's like, look, this is too perfect, man. You have to date your mom.
Your compatibility is through the roof.
It's off the charts.
Yes. It's almost like you're related.
I experienced something at the gas station that you should never experience at a gas station.
Okay.
Bubble guts.
That sounds awful. Depends on the gas station, because some gas stations have great bathrooms.
Sometimes those QTs are very clean.
Yes.
This was a Circle K. And there's recklessness and ruthlessness happening at the Circle K.
Yeah, that's true.
I look over at the next pump over, because this guy's playing the music like a little extra loud through the windows, and I'm like, well, okay, this guy's, he's rocking out.
He's a vibe.
Yeah. It's the weekend.
Uh-huh.
I look over at him. He's got sunglasses on. And he's pumping his gas, kind of like rocking out a little bit. And then next thing you know, he throws a cigarette in his mouth while he's pumping gas, mind you, which is like a big no-no in my book. And I'm pretty sure in everybody else's book, not in his book.
There's literally a sign that says no smoking.
So then he does this whole hand flick move where he throws out a lighter and lights his cigarette. And he pulls like this... And it's like, that's all I heard. And then he blew the cigarette smoke out. He's like, extra long. It was like someone was filming him, or he felt like someone was filming him, like he was performing.
He was giving main character energy.
He was giving main character energy in his own action movie.
Please tell me he had on a leather jacket, because that would make it so much
He
better.
Did have a jacket of some sort, but the collar wasn't popped. If the collar was popped, I would have then asked him for his autograph.
Absolutely. That's the only thing you can do at that point.
I'm like, man, I don't think I've ever been that cool.
No.
Ever.
It sounds really cool. Now, mind you, we are not condoning smoking at the gas pump.
Absolutely not.
But
if you're going to do it,
you better be cool.
You better be pretty cool.
And it sounds like this guy checked a lot of boxes.
He was amazing.
I love that for that guy.
My main character would be Traeger Man.
Are you a superhero now?
Well, when it comes to cooking meats on the grill, hell yeah.
So you give main character energy at the grill.
Absolutely.
I love that for
Everybody
you.
Knows I'm going to kill it. If I say, hey guys, steaks tonight, they're like, ooh, doggy.
You keep saying this, but I've never been invited over for steaks. So I cannot confirm nor deny.
This is not something that I share very often.
Oh.
Okay. So just an FYI, when you do get the invite, you better appreciate
jump
it.
On the invite. There's no passing it up.
Cheyenne, what does your main character do?
Oh my goodness. I think mom, this is the problem with parents, is that literally becomes our entire identity. But I do think my main character, if we remove the mom in me, I would just be like super strong. Like I would be like Luisa on Encanto. Like,
oh yeah.
And Luisa's super strong. You know, that would be me. You're stuck under a cart. That's fine. I got it, guys. Yeah. Like, I would be...
I will deadlift this car.
Yeah. You're like, okay. We need somebody to help me move this piece of furniture. Call Cheyenne!
That I love
would be
that.
Me.
There we go.
Yeah, exactly.
Furniture mover!
Is she a superhero? Maybe. Is she really strong? Definitely.
Producer AB Baby, what's your main character energy in your own action movie?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask, because I don't want to, like... I don't want to, like, show you guys up or anything, but...
Oh, wow.
I kind of am a badass when I fold a fitted sheet.
Oh! A fitted sheeter.
On the first try.
I thought you were going to say you are a limbo champion. No, but the fitted sheet thing is very cool, too, because you make your bed.
Well, and people have trouble with that particular.
It's very difficult. Yeah. It's very difficult.
Most people just ball it up and throw it in.
That's not a good move I'm down for sure.
Fitted sheet folder. There we go. Folder?
Foldy?
The folder. Sure. Can we call you the fold?
Ooh.
The fold. I can think of so coming many pros and cons to that.
Coming to a theater near you. What is your main character energy? 602-894-5653. Let us know. I will be known as Traeger Man. Throw your meats over my fence and I will grill them for you.
Over the fence.
But you cannot enter my property.
Dinner is ruined. What are we going to do?
We will go to Traeger Man. Cheyenne, what is your superpower?
Being strong.
Yes.
Just like naturally strong.
I love that.
I'd help a friend the other day, and he went to push when I went to pull or something like that. And his words were, there's no way you're that strong.
Whoa.
In which case, we arm wrestled, and I won.
Whoa! So, you're a beast.
Just naturally being strong is my, you know.
Yeah, it's not even a main character.
It is who I am.
It's you.
It's me.
It's you.
I'm living my main character life.
All right, we got Cindy and Awatuki. What is your main character superpower?
I just always manage to, like, see something as it's dropping. I've caught, like, one of those 20-ounce pints as it's falling off the table. And that's just my reflexes. But I don't know if that's really superhero worthy.
That's superhero worthy in my eyes. Yeah.
You are a superhero.
You are the person. We were at a grand opening of a Hyundai dealership recently. And I think it was like the liaison to Hyundai Korea had brought this moon jar. And they kept moving it for photos, to take photos around it.
The anxiety.
I was freaking out. Apparently, it was from like the something dynasty in the 1200s.
It was a
like,
big deal.
Stop moving the moon jar.
Oh my God. Don't touch that thing.
I could see you like diving in there.
Just.
No. I got the moon jar. That's you all day, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I get hurt in the process, but, you know,
Hey, you saved the day.
You saved the product.
You saved the day.
Yeah.
Well done.
There was
done.
No moon jars hurt in the
in her movie, action. No moon jars get broken.
Oh, they sound like they're in love.
Aww.
It's your love.
Just does something to me.
I'm in love with my boots that are about to show up at my house today.
I'm excited for you to get these. Are you going to wear them tomorrow to work?
To work?
Yeah.
You dang right I am.
Yes. You do need to break them in, just so you know. You do need to break them in before you wear them
Say less.
Okay.
Say less. I've already got them planned to wear throughout the weekend.
I'm so excited for you.
Something tells me it's just the boots.
Just the boots. That's
Dana
it.
Dana is really excited about it.
Just me, my tidy whiteys, and some cowboy boots.
You know, you're not far off from the wardrobe of most of the people I grew up with, so it's fine.
There we go.
It's not abnormal even now to see, like, anyone go to the store in basketball shorts in their boots. I'm not joking.
I love that
this
kind
of town. This is not a take the garbage to the side of the road type situation. This is to the store in public.
I love that.
Boots and basketball shorts.
Because you know the slides were sitting right next to the boots, and they were like... Nah.
1,000%.
I'm going full boot.
1,000%.
Full boot scooting buggy at the Walmart today. All right. Well, have a fantastic day. We love you. We appreciate you. It's time to say adios, amigos.
Love you so much. Bye.
And we'll see you mañana. Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.